first, the federal government says it expects Andrew Chan and Myuran Sukumaran will be executed by Indonesian authorities within the next day. The announcement came as the pair's devastated family members arrived at Indonesia's port of Cilacap to make their way by ferry to the execution island of Nusa Kambangan, presumably for the last time. Professor Greg Barton is in Central Java following these events closely. He told The Wire's Dom Vukovic about the unfolding events and the likely fallout if the executions do go ahead.
I think that this is going to, if these executions go ahead, it's going to really rock Indonesia's global standing for a little while. It can recover from it. I think that there will understandably be a sense of outrage, and then a sense that Indonesia really has to come to terms with this whole regime of capital punishment. It may be broadly a popular move for the president to go ahead with his firm stance, but a lot of the intelligentsia are very upset. So, for example, the Jakarta Globe and the Jakarta Post, the English language broadsheets, have been running very pointed editorials, and the Indonesian language TV news coverage suggests a lot of anxiety and concern about whether this is the way Indonesia should be going.
What do you think is happening behind the scenes diplomatically at the moment? Is Australia still making efforts to save these two men, or has that process been finalised?
Absolutely. There are absolutely intense efforts behind the scene, multiple levels, through illegal avenues, with Indonesia's senior legal minds, with senior government officials. We know that Julie Bishop has been trying to speak to her counterpart, the Indonesian foreign minister. But there's a lot of things we don't know that are happening in a really unprecedented level of intensity to try and avert this tragedy.
Do you think this sense of unfairness will have a big implication on Australia's diplomatic relationship with Indonesia?
Yeah, not just Australia's relationship. The relationship with France, with Brazil, with the Philippines stands in question. There's a real sense of outrage and deep concern that this is just not appropriate or necessary or in any way justifiable. All of these cases, for Mary Jane from the Philippines, for the French welder who says he didn't realise that he was working in a drugs factory, he thought it was an acrylic factory, for the Brazilian inmate who has mental health issues. I mean, all of these cases raise serious questions, and there's growing disquiet with this dogged insistence and going ahead without reflecting on the circumstances of each individual case.
Now, you've mentioned the Filipino woman, Mary Jane Veloso. Can you tell us a bit about her and the sort of coverage that she's received in Indonesia going into these executions?
Yeah, she's a mother. There's concern for her family. There's a sense that she was tricked into carrying something she wasn't even aware she was carrying, and that she's a victim. She's a fall guy. And there's real sympathy. Indonesians are empathetic, warm people, as are the Filipinos, and there's a sense of connection between the two nations, of course, and there's a real sense that Mary Jane is just some poor, unfortunate victim. And the fact that there's widely felt to be a lack of real certainty about any culpability on her part means that there's a sense of unease that executions could proceed all the same, particularly under the leadership of a progressive president.
Now, Indonesia's Attorney General, H.M. Prasetyo, he was expected to make an announcement confirming the executions are taking place sometime this morning, but that hasn't actually occurred. Should we read anything into that at all?
Look, there's always a small ray of hope for as long as there's a life, there's hope. And there's always a small ray of hope that there'll be some sort of last-minute intervention. It's not necessary for the Attorney General to announce the exact timing, but the fact that he hasn't done so, and he had said he probably would do so, suggests that there's a lot of behind-the-scenes work done, not just on behalf of Australia and the Australians, but the other nationals involved.
The Australian federal government has said that it's considering withdrawing the Indonesian ambassador from Jakarta. What are the implications likely to be of that?
Yes, I think that's a possibility. The ambassador, Paul Grigson, could be withdrawn. At this point, the focus is on last-minute quiet efforts to try and avert this, if it's at all possible. We've never done this in the past with a with respect to Indonesia or countries like Singapore, where Australians have been executed. So it's a big step, and it speaks to the fact it's not just a question about capital punishment and executions. It's about the merits of the case or the cases here, and the sense that Indonesia hasn't properly stopped to take these on board. President Joko Widodo really underestimated this and has walked himself into a situation which many of his closest friends and advisors say he just didn't need to do.
Professor Greg Barton, Research Professor for the Study of Indonesia at Monash University, he was speaking to the Wise Don Vukovic from Central Java.